This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I've got an amazing guest today, very excited, Chancellor Hantz. Kent Hantz is a lawyer, a former U.S. congressman, actually defeated George W. Bush, a Texas Tech chancellor, and most notably a native Texan. With the launch of his new podcast, which I'm very excited about, it's Kent Hantz, the best storyteller in Texas, and we're going to ask him about that. He shares stories from his legendary life on themes relating to leadership, politics, and great friendships with some real characters. Chancellor, thanks so much for spending a few minutes today.
Well, it's my pleasure to be here and visit with you, and also I hope that I'll tell a few stories that people will be intrigued and they'll go look up Kent Hantz, the best storyteller in Texas, and listen to us.
I had the privilege to get to see you a few weeks ago and stop by your office, and I appreciate your generosity and let me stop by. And I shared with you that I feel like the art of storytelling is harder and harder to find. And it's really important for us to be able to pass it to the next generation and learn lessons. And, you know, I'm hungry for that. And I know a lot of us listening are really hungry for that. Why? You're very successful. You've had an incredible career. You still have an incredible career. You have such a sphere of influence. Why take the time to do a podcast with all that you have going on? Why is that important to you?
Well, I just I think there's a lot of the stories that fit well. Some of them really funny. People want to hear those, and they'll have to listen to. But I did get the wrong funeral. And they asked me to say a few words, and I didn't know the guy. And so you want to hear that one? I mean, that was having to think fast on your feet. But there are a lot of people I've met in politics that are really characters, and that, you know, they're so different. Doesn't matter whether it's President Reagan or President Bush, George W. or George H.W., or Bill Clinton, you know, everyone had their different abilities, and that, I think Reagan was the best at communication that I've ever seen, and that he made sure you understood what he was talking about, and he was quick and to the point, and then he moved on to some other subject. But he was great, and I just want to share those stories with people. And someone had told me you ought to write a book, and so I talked to Skip Hollinsworth, who's the feature writer for Texas Monthly, and I think one of the best writers. I never read one of his things that I don't think I was there. You know, he writes an article and they get through and you think, well, hell, I was there. And so I talked to him and he said, Hantz, 70% of the humor that comes from you comes from your voice, your accent, and your delivery. And so you ought to do a podcast instead of a book. A book can be done later. And I talked to Pete Thamel, who's the New York Times and Yahoo Sports, and he encouraged me to do the same thing, and he put me in touch with some people the new podcast for Yahoo. And I talked to them, and I talked to a person at CNN that does podcasts. And so I decided to do them, and we've kicked it off, and we've had great coverage, and people have enjoyed the stories, and we've gotten excellent feedback.
Derek Champagne here. Join me on Instagram. It's Mr. Derek Champagne. If you want to see videos from our guests, book giveaways, and more, that's Mr. Derek Champagne.